Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Marcus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Melbourne. An often overlooked area in Australia's second biggest city is the bayside suburb of Port Melbourne. Monocle's Will Higginbotham takes us there and explains why the neighbourhood has a lot to offer, including some terrific food and drink.
Picture palm tree-lined boulevards, long stretches of beach, and more places to wine and dine than you can shake a bag of espresso beans at. When the summer sun shines in the Victorian capital, as it's about to in the Southern Hemisphere, you're hard-pressed to find a more pleasant place to spend a day than in Port Melbourne. But it wasn't always this way. In the early days, Port Melbourne had a bit of a reputation for being crime-riddled, working-class industrial outpost of the city. Still, it was the backdrop for some pretty important moments in Melbourne's history. Well, for example, in the 1950s, the suburb was the first taste of Australia for many post-war European immigrants whose ships docked there at Station Pier. Many came from Italy and Greece and opted to live and work in the affordable area, finding employment in factories and setting up small businesses of their own. But while Port Melbourne's diminishing importance as an industrial hub and gentrification have really changed the demographic, this neighbourhood's history is everywhere, including in its food. Case in point is the terrific European cafe culture. I'd recommend starting your day in Port Melbourne at Bellicosi, a family-run cafe that's perched right opposite the beach. Break your fast the right way, with a still warm slice of banana bread, or perhaps a more decadent breakfast of French toast or eggs benedict, all best enjoyed al fresco, watching the boats on the bay. But if a big meal isn't your calling, then grab an espresso, or perhaps that Melbourne classic, the flat white. Cross the road and dip your toes into the bay, which, on a calm day, can be as still and as sleek as a mirror. Walking along the beach, or the footpath if you prefer, you'll soon hit Bay Street, which is the main commercial thoroughfare in Port Melbourne. Now, in the morning, French bakery Noisé is always a hub of action. And it's little wonder. It's regularly voted amongst the best bakeries in Melbourne, consistently serving out fresh bread, baguettes, and delicate pastries. But Port Melbourne is not all sweets and decadence. In fact, it has a serious addiction to healthy living. So, come lunchtime, why not explore some of the trendy cafes that keep this suburb's activewear-wearing, gym and yoga-going populace well-fed? I recommend Hurricane Handsome. It's situated on a picturesque corner block on Bay Street. Here you can dig into their pan-seared salmon with wild rice, green beans, fennel and sweet potato chips, or an acai smoothie, or both if you prefer. If it's too packed, don't fret. Fresh juices, smoothies, protein pancakes and smashed avocado toast are flying out the doors at other establishments such as Creme, Rock Paper Scissors and Boulder Dash, just to name a few. As the evening approaches, after you've spent the day exploring the shops or perhaps spent the day lounging on the sand, it's now time to start thinking about dinner. Why not head to one of Port Melbourne's many historic pubs? Indeed, the area is home to an immense concentration of them. They flourished here back in the day when the area was primarily serving dock workers. Now, while you're spoilt for choice, I recommend heading to the Exchange Hotel. Built in the 1850s, it's one of Melbourne's oldest hotels, and it's only 100 metres from the beach. Head in and be impressed by their menu, which offers seafood dishes like beer-battered barramundi, king prawns, and steaming bowls of Port Phillip Bay mussels. Of course, the classic Sunday roast is also an option, but this place is the quintessential Australian seaside pub. As the sun sets, do yourself a favour and walk to the Art Deco Pier Hotel. It's situated just a 2-minute walk from the Exchange and it overlooks Port Melbourne Beach. Here you can grab a glass of local Yarra Valley wine or a beer at the bar and watch as the sun sets over the bay. In this part of the world, the summer sunsets are often fiery and dramatic, the sky ablaze with red, yellow and oranges. Turn your head away from the beach and admire Melbourne's skyline, which is unmissable at the other end of Bay Street. And as the night draws to an end, or perhaps it's just ramping up, have a toast. You're in the Southern Hemisphere. It's summer. The days are endless, the water's warm, and days like this one, well, they can be repeated for many months yet. For Monocle, I'm Will Higginbotham.
This has been episode number 153 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Will for today's tour around Port Melbourne. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.